Hello, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Saturday, April 20th, 2024, bringing you a summary of the recent happenings in the Australian insurance industry. First up, the nation has seen its life insurance coverage take a significant dive over the past 5 years. Working-age adults in Australia now face an under-insurance gap, which affects an estimated 3.4 million people. Participation rates have plummeted from 94% in 2017 to a current low of 77%. Legislation, such as the Protecting Your Super changes, have been pinpointed as a major contributor to this decline, reducing the frequency of automatic coverage intended to safeguard superannuation funds. However, on a positive note, APRA's capital amendments and price increases for income protection products have been making insurers seem more appealing. Moreover, new business in the industry has been growing for 3 consecutive quarters, indicating a possible market recovery and sparking hopes of closing this underinsurance gap. Switching gears, we turn our attention to the global cyber insurer CFC from London, known for its leadership in the industry. It's exciting news for the locals as CFC sets its sights on the Australian market, making a significant move by acquiring Melbourne-based Solution Underwriting. CFC is no stranger to Australia, having served customers here for over 20 years, but this merger will see CFC boost its local presence with 5 offices nationwide and approximately 100 staff on board. Their CEO, Louise O'Shea, anticipates future growth and investment promises, making the most of Solution Underwriting's innovative approach. Completion of this merger is expected by the end of the month, an indication of CFC's commitment to solidifying its global presence, starting right here in Australia. Finally, as Queensland heads into its state election later this year, there is a growing urgency to bring about reforms to the existing stamp duty system. Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby is leading the charge, particularly helping out those in the north struggling with high insurance costs. The proposed solution involves abolishing the 9% insurance duty in hopes of generating $1.5 billion. It's a bold and necessary move amidst increasing lobbying from across the state. This key consumer issue could just be instrumental for the October vote, potentially shifting the political landscape. And that's your weekly insurance news wrap for April 20th, 2024. For more industry updates and services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, I'm Paige Estrotori, providing you with helpful insights on everything insurance. Good day.